As we've said, this service is really a service of prayer, and we're going to have the opportunity to be led in that prayer in different ways, and then to pray in different ways as we go through this service. Framing this time of prayer, we're using one of the great texts in the Old Testament that speaks about the vision that God has of what our worship is really meant to be about. And it's going to be read for us in sequential pieces by Elizabeth. Let me invite Elizabeth if she would come and join us. It's been a great gift to us to have Elizabeth here this weekend. She's someone who reads this text about God's heart for the poor and the oppressed, as somebody who herself understands something of that, having been a former client of the International Justice Mission, herself having been rescued. And it's really been a great gift to us to have her here. She's going to read our text for us this morning.
Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgment. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked priest. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a burrus, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord?
Among the speakers that we've had this weekend, we've had the opportunity to hear and will have heard in seminars and plenary speeches from people who work for the International Justice Mission, who are living in response to various forms of violent oppression and slavery around the world. We've had the opportunity to hear from Joseph Chiza, who works in Goma as part of Heal Africa in response especially to child slavery that takes in that area the form of children who are abducted and or sold into slavery as child soldiers. But an additional response has been an economic and business response. How can economic circumstances be changed for people in such a way that, in fact, the needs of communities and individuals can be lifted to a point where really, truly, different lives can be lived? All of this is part of a web of response that's needed. And Mike Perot is going to come now and share some of his responses to the prayer requests that he wants us to know about so that we can pray in a moment in response to the areas of ministry that he's engaged in. Mike, we welcome you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a privilege to be with you. Isaiah talks about us needing to seek justice, protect the oppressed, defend the orphans, and plague for the widows. And my sense is, how are we to do that? And our calling here, when we come together, for us, for those of us who are involved in business and professional practice, is simply taken from Micah, and that is to act justly, do what is right, not perfectly, to show tenderly mercy, because we have a God who is compassionate. That God is so compassionate that he has more than 2,000 verses in this Bible that talks about his compassion for the poor and oppressed. And we are to walk humbly with him, and in doing that, our lives get transformed. So in doing and asking you for those prayer requests, in working with us, there are some very specific needs, and I'm going to just share this with you. In helping with those who are recovering and rehabilitating, one of the real challenges is in providing jobs and employment for those people, to give them dignity, to bring hope from the hopeless, dignity to the destitute, and give light in the darkness that they face. And in doing so, we need workers. The harvest is great, but the workers are really needed. And these are just a glimpse of some of our prayer requests. We need people in catering, those who have skills in catering. We need people in design, manufacturing. We need people in the skills of supply chain. We need people in marketing and communications. We need country managers. These are just some of the jobs, some full-time, some part-time, some just dropping in terms of parachuting time. And we need each one of you. So those of you in the pews who might be skilled in one of those areas in business or professions, or maybe thinking of a time in your crossroads when you might be retiring or when you're graduating, this might be a calling for you. So we do need this, and we ask that you would just share that in your heart so that God can open up. Secondly, we need connection. Networking and connection is an important part, and God's people are so good at connecting. So we are asking that you would just think about the people who are out of business, people out of this church who might be needing to be connected, because the issue of slavery is on the increase, it's thriving. So it's not an issue just for God's people in the church, it's an issue for this world. So if you've got friends and neighbors in your community, in your business, in your workplace, we are simply asking you to just connect with them and tell them about the story of the plight of slavery. And one specific need we ask is that as board members of Transformational Business Network, our desired heart is to set up a transformational business group of business people in the Bay Area to join us and be partners with us so that we can serve you better. So pray that some of you feel that you are perhaps called to be part of this transformational business group. Third, I think we need prayers today for the Ellen Labucos and Suritanis and Elizabeths of this world. We need that God will restore, release, and refresh them to continue to run for Jesus. Because these are the transformers. We are just the catalysts. And right now, by the end of today, 5,000 of them would have been deceived into slavery in India. 5,000 of them would have been deceived into oppression in Africa. 5,000 of them would have been deceived by the end of today. Every day in one of these continents, 5,000 a day go and get deceived into this. We need to pray for God's protection right now as we speak. And finally, it's a lonely journey, a social entrepreneur. It's a lonely journey for Deborah and me. And I just ask to be selfish a little for continued encouragement, for fellow travelers who travel amongst us, who can be just for such a time as this, to travel with us and use their skills and talents just to travel with us, and so that we may serve them better. Thank you.